Hey, hey, my beautiful Prosecco queens, and to our kings as well. I see you, and thank you for being here. Welcome back to another episode of the Prosecco Queens podcast. I'm your host, Teresa, the forever dreamer, always here to sip and spill all the realness about life, love, and all the crazy in between. So my last episode, if you joined me, with the lovely Tamala Shaw, host of the Codependent Me podcast, I mentioned that this week we were going to have a panel of queens discussing the quote-unquote perfect pressure that women face. However, unforeseen circumstances called life happened, and we will be postponing that episode. So I'm a little late getting this one out. My apologies. But consistency with anything is key in life, so here I am. When plans change, roll with the punches and plan accordingly. But please stand by because we will be having that convo at some point and we are looking forward to it. Today, we're diving into something we all deal with, whether we admit it or not. Stress. Yep, it creeps into our lives and messes with our minds, our bodies, and our freaking sanity. And let's be real. Some stress is fine. It keeps us on our toes. It helps us meet deadlines, keeps us from texting our ex. I'm still learning how not to do that. Just a harmless callback to my surviving a breakup episode. And sometimes even gives us a little extra boost when we need it, doesn't it? But when stress overstays its welcome, oh honey, it's like a house guest who refuses to leave, eating all your snacks and leaving a mess everywhere. So today, we're going to talk about stress, the short-term and long-term physical effects, what grief does to your mind and body, and most importantly, how to avoid stress before it turns into a full-blown disaster. Sound good? Good. Grab your glass and let's get into it. So we know there are a few things for certain in this life for all of us. Death, taxes, and change. Change is a part of life. But let's be honest. Just because something is inevitable doesn't mean it's easy. Whether it's a breakup, a career shift, moving to a new city, becoming a parent, losing a loved one, or even a positive change like getting married. All of these we'll discuss in a moment. Because change shakes us to our core. And with that change comes stress. And often, grief. When we talk about grief, as I have in many episodes, most people think about losing someone we love. And as traumatic as that is, grief isn't just about death. It's about loss in any form. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Loss is loss. It's the loss of familiarity. The loss of routine, the loss of a dream we had for ourselves. It's the emotional turbulence that comes when life suddenly looks different than we expected. So let's break down the different types of life changes and the stress they bring. First, breakups and divorces. Even when it's for the best, ending a relationship is a major emotional upheaval. There's sadness, anger, loneliness, self-doubt, and the daunting task of rebuilding your life. The stress can show up as anxiety, sleepless nights, or even physical exhaustion. A career change, secondly. Losing a job, switching careers, or starting a new business brings a lot of unknowns. Financial worries, imposter syndrome, and fear of failure can make stress skyrocket. I am no stranger to any of that. Third, moving and relocation. Even if you're excited about a new home, moving is one of the biggest life stressors. The loss of a familiar environment and community can feel unsettling. And just from personal experience, the packing and unpacking is by far one of the worst and hardest things to do. Fourth, becoming a parent or parenting. Whether it's your first child or your fourth, parenthood in itself is a huge adjustment. The lack of sleep, which you never get back, by the way. New responsibilities and constant worry about doing everything right can take a toll on your mental and physical health. Not to mention the constant thinking about somebody else and their needs before your own. Fifth, losing a loved one is the ultimate heartbreak. Grief is overwhelming and it doesn't follow a timeline. It can hit unexpectedly, bringing waves of sadness, stress, and even physical symptoms like fatigue and body aches. And lastly, personal growth and reinvention. Sometimes we choose change. We decide to reinvent ourselves, set boundaries, or step into a new version of who we are. But even positive transformation comes with stress. Letting go of old patterns, facing fears, and pushing past comfort zones can feel incredibly heavy. When we go through major life changes, our body responds as if we're under attack. The stress hormones flood in, that cortisol jumps up, and if we don't process our emotions, that stress can linger and manifest in physical and mental health issues. Grief is exhausting. It's heavy. And sometimes we don't give ourselves the grace to truly sit with it and heal. So how do we navigate change without letting stress and grief consume us? Well, we acknowledge our feelings. Don't bottle them up. Talk, write, cry, whatever helps you process. Take things one step at a time. Change is overwhelming. Break it down into manageable steps. Lean on your support system. You do not have to do it alone. Friends, family, or even therapy can be a huge help. Give yourself time to adjust. Change is uncomfortable, but it's also temporary. Be patient with yourself. And find stability where you can. When life feels chaotic, create small routines that ground you. A morning walk, journaling, or even just making your bed every day. The thing about change is that it forces us to grow, whether we're ready or not. And while it can be painful, it also opens the door for new possibilities. Remember, you've survived every change life has thrown at you so far. And I'm sure you'll get through the next one too. Okay, so what are the physical effects of stress? So let's start with the short-term effects of stress. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, like you're about to meet someone new and fine as hell, and suddenly you can't focus on anything except your impending doom. That's your body in fight or flight mode. And here's what's happening. Your heart rate speeds up, your muscles tense up, you start breathing faster, you might get headaches or feel dizzy, your digestion slows down. You know that nervous stomach thing? You think it's all those butterflies? Yeah, that's actually stress. Your body doesn't know the difference between stress, fear, and excitement. Just an FYI. I've learned that the hard way a few times. Now imagine living in that state every day. Yikes, right? Because that's where the long-term effects come in. Prolonged stress doesn't just make you feel crappy. It can cause real harm to your body. Longer-term effects include hair loss, chronic headaches or migraines, high blood pressure, hello, increased risk of heart disease, especially for us in our second half of our life or middle part, whatever you want to call it. You get a weakened immune system, so you get sick more often, possibly insomnia or poor sleep quality. Stomach issues like IBS, because stress does not care about your digestive pace. Increased risk of anxiety and depression. And lastly, memory problems and difficulty concentrating. This, of course, scarily enough, is just to name a few. Some people like me will stress eat, some will turn to addict behavior, and the gamut runs in between for everyone. So yeah, stress isn't just a mood. It's a full body experience, and not the fun kind like a spa day. If you take a quick step back and really look at all aspects of your life, and then look internally, then you will see that stress is probably one of the most common afflictions, because just being alive is a stressor. But it's how we recognize it and tackle it. Now let's get real about one of the scariest parts of stress, when it escalates to full-blown panic attacks and emotional breakdowns. If you've ever had a panic attack, you know it's no joke. It's like your body decides it's in extreme danger, even if you're just sitting at your desk minding your business. These symptoms include the same as the short term, a racing heart or palpitations, shortness of breath or a feeling of choking, dizziness or feeling like you might pass out, chest pain, which makes you think it's a heart attack, cue more panic, and intense feelings of fear or doom. Panic attacks often come out of nowhere, but they're usually the result of prolonged, unmanaged stress building up over time. And if we keep ignoring stress, it can spiral into something even more serious, a full-on emotional breakdown. This is when you hit a point where your body and mind just can't anymore. You might experience uncontrollable crying or numbness, feeling detached from reality or yourself, severe fatigue or burnout, and difficulty performing even basic daily tasks. You know, if this is hitting home, please know that you are not alone. Stress is powerful, but so are you. Recognizing the signs early can prevent you from reaching out and getting to that breaking point. obviously, I'm sure right now from this episode, and if you follow my others, that I have a theme, and that is learning your mind and body, listening to them, and using your intuition when something just feels off. I've mentioned my struggle since I was 13, the trauma, triggers, severe anxiety, and then cue in the health anxiety. And I struggle still a little every day. So I'm not preaching something I don't understand. Practice something small every day to keep you even keeled and ready to take on the world. You'll thank yourself for it. I promise you that. See, stress doesn't just affect you. It seeps into every part of your life, including relationships, family dynamics, and your career. In relationships, stress can make you more irritable, less patient, and emotionally distant. It can create tension between partners, especially if communication isn't strong. And when stress turns into PTSD, whether from past trauma, a toxic relationship, or significant loss, it can trigger emotional responses that make intimacy and trust harder to maintain. In families, stress can lead to increased conflict, difficulty in balancing responsibilities, and sometimes even resentment. Parents dealing with chronic stress might struggle with patience, which can affect how they interact with their children. I've been there. I get there every day sometimes. It's easy to not feel all right all the time. And sometimes our kids do something that literally becomes the straw that broke the camel's back. But just try to take a step back and breathe. A split second makes all the difference. Because kids, by the way, they pick up on parental stress way more than we realize. And then there's work-life stress. We live in a culture that glorifies being busy. But there's a fine line between productivity and burnout. Chronic workplace stress can lead to exhaustion, a lack of motivation, and even physical symptoms like migraines and high blood pressure. If you're constantly bringing work stress home, it can start affecting your personal life, making it harder to disconnect and truly relax. Sure, it's easier said than done. Most of us work multiple jobs and have to juggle life with that. And on the flip side, those at home have their very own stressors. So you all know I've had my share and my fair share of life changes. Starting over in love and confidence and figuring out who I am outside of chaos. And let me tell you, stress was a constant companion during those times. Still is most days. I remember one particular moment was that when I was at my breaking point. I was juggling work, parenting, and the emotional roller coaster of dating again after heartbreak. I ignored every sign my body was giving me. Headaches, exhaustion, anxiety creeping in like an uninvited guest. And then one day, I was sitting in my car after work, and I just broke. We're talking full-on ugly crying, chest tight, feeling like I couldn't breathe. It was a panic attack. And it was my body's way of saying enough. That moment forced me to really, really, really reevaluate how I was handling stress. Or let's be real, I really wasn't handling it. I had to learn how to set boundaries, how to listen to what my body was telling me, and how to lean on the people who love me. So if you're feeling that weight, like you're carrying too much and about to collapse, please know you're not alone, and you don't have to do it all by yourself. Now that we know how damaging stress can be, we have to use that knowledge. So how do we combat stress? Let's talk about how to fight back. Here are some effective ways to combat stress before it takes over. Obviously, mindfulness and meditation. Even just 5 minutes of deep breathing can help reset your whole nervous system. Physical activity. Exercise releases endorphins. And endorphins make you happy. They're like nature's stress relievers. A healthy diet. Eating well-balanced meals help stabilize mood and energy levels. We are all a work in progress with that. Because realistically, I am even definitely somebody who loves to eat what I love to eat. But moderation is the key. Try to get some quality sleep. I know it's hard because it is for me. Prioritize sleep hygiene. Set a bedtime. Avoid screens before bed and create a relaxing nighttime routine. Oh, and I'm going to say this as an adult. If you're with a partner, sex helps also. And not just any kind. Really good with somebody who you trust and care for. And let me tell you, you'll sleep like a baby. With that being said, set boundaries. Learn to say no and protect your time, your energy, and your body. I've said this time and time again. You will hurt some feelings, but the people that truly care for you will respect them. Some right away and some in time. Again, get the social support. I mentioned before, if you can talk to someone, do that. Whether it's a friend, partner, or therapist, you can even contact me. And your sis got you. And lastly, hobbies and creative outlets. There's always something that we can enjoy doing. You may not even know what it is yet. So doing something you enjoy can be a great stress relief. You just might have to find it. You're never too old to learn something new. So I'm going to use this past weekend as an example, and let me preface this by saying this was not completely in the ordinary of my life, but it fits here. So the 10th was my birthday, just saying for point of reference. And this weekend, my sister, daughter, and close friends surprised me with a 4-hour wellness retreat of sorts. We did somatic yoga, we did EFT therapy. And for those who don't know what that is, in short, it's the tapping you may have seen people doing. Look it up, because it is truly, truly a wonderful practice. And I can tell you from experience, it helps release things you wouldn't even believe. It was emotional and draining. Look, to the point that when I'm speaking about it now, it still has me flabbergasted. But when I left, I felt a little bit lighter, a little less chip on my shoulder. I always try to take time for myself, but I don't get to go to the classes that I used to and hit the gym 6 days a week anymore, or even work out like I used to. But finding ways to open my spirit and clear any blockages that plague me every day are important. This was a special situation, but it remains the same that we should always be looking for healthy outlets for our stress. Anxiety, anger, and the like. Therapy, medication, retreats, exercise, healthier lifestyles, all of this truly helps. And everybody is truly different, so it will take time to figure out what works for you. And then you probably will change again, because these are lifelong practices. I believe learning doesn't end when school does. Expand your mind, body, and spirit. I am perfectly imperfect, and so are all of you. So all we can do is mindfully try to do a little better every day for our own well-being and for our society as a whole. And here are my closing thoughts. Life will always throw stress our way, but we don't have to let it take control. The key is learning how to recognize it, manage it, and give ourselves grace through it. Stress doesn't define us. How we navigate it does. So take that deep breath. Remind yourself that you're doing the best you can and keep pushing forward. And hey, if it all feels too much, pour yourself a glass of Prosecco, put on your favorite song, and dance it out. Because sometimes the best way to handle stress is to remind yourself that joy still exists in little moments. And so all of our Prosecco Queens fam listening, if you connected with this episode, DM me, share this episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe and leave a review. Join me next week, where we will be continuing this journey and talking about turning our fears into fuel and midlife makeovers, inner and outer transformations. I want to hear from you. I can be reached on all social media at Prosecco Queens Podcast. I can be reached via email at ProseccoQueensPodcast@gmail.com. And you can also listen to these episodes on YouTube and subscribe at Prosecco Queens Podcast. Until next time, my loves, take care of yourselves. Be kind to your mind. And keep that sparkle alive. Peace out.